Good afternoon. Some sunshine this afternoon will mix with clouds and see temperatures climb back through the 60s and up toward the 70-degree mark by late day today. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where a wave of low pressure will ride up and along the front that brought us some showers last night. This wave of low pressure will have more moisture to work with, and it looks like we'll have a pretty good shot of rain during the overnight hours. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. After this wave passes, we'll have clearing skies tomorrow morning with more in the way of afternoon sunshine, although we'll also pick up a west-northwesterly breeze, which will keep things a touch cooler tomorrow. Under a mixture of sunshine and clouds, temperatures will be in the lower to mid-60s. On Saturday, we'll start off with some sunshine as a brief area of high pressure will be in control. However, clouds will be on the increase with the next front approaching from the west. Highs on Saturday will be in the lower 60s. That front will move through the region Saturday night with a few scattered showers and still the risk of a couple of leftover showers on Sunday, but mainly dry, breezy and cooler Sunday afternoon with partly sunny skies, highs staying in the middle to upper 50s. On Monday, it'll be dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s to near 60 before the next chance of showers arrives on Tuesday. Temperatures through midweek next week will be near seasonal averages in the upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter weather advisory is in effect for this afternoon and tonight for southeastern Wyoming and the southern Nebraska panhandle as a storm system will move south out of Canada during the day. Snowfall accumulations will range from 4 to 8 inches in the southern Laramie Range and the snowy and Sierra Madre Mountains to 2 to 5 inches in the lower elevations. And Typhoon Francisco, located near Guam in the eastern Pacific Ocean, is intensifying rapidly toward major typhoon status. The current forecast is for Francisco to head in the direction of Japan over the weekend while reaching Category 4 strength. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Harlingen, Texas, to a low of 12 at West Yellowstone, Montana, and Santa Maria, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, showers likely with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 39, the record high, 85, set in 1947, and the record low, 21, in 1940. Sunrise this morning is at 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening 6:09 p.m., 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon with highs reaching the middle 60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mixture of sunshine and clouds through the afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with rain tonight, with some fog as well, lows will be in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with highs reaching the middle 60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any clouds will give way to increasing sunshine through the afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with rain moving back in tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mixture of sunshine and clouds through the afternoon with highs right around 70. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler in the lower to mid-60s, sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the lower 60s. Breezy and cooler on Sunday, a leftover shower possible, but still some sunshine mixing in, staying in the middle to upper 50s. Upper 50s Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and the next chance of showers Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday with highs through midweek, staying in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.